On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
An MP is suggesting this lunchtime the Jeremy Kyle show should be cancelled for good by ITV.
It's cruel. You generally put people on it who are vulnerable, emotional, who are going to blow up, because that's what makes good television. Sadly, it's not good for the people who appear on it.
Conservative Charles Walker is the vice chair of the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Suicide and Self-Harm Prevention. A guest who took part in the programme is understood to have taken his own life just days after filming. It's being reported today he'd failed a lie detector test.
KMFM News.
The National Cyber Security Centre says it's important to keep our mobile devices up to date after WhatsApp was hacked. The company says the issue is now fixed but admits what happened is deeply concerning. 1.5 billion of us around the world use the app, but Sky's technology correspondent Roland Manthorpe says it wasn't a random hack.
This attack was targeted at a very few people: human rights campaigners, journalists, human rights lawyers. And we believe that it came through a flaw in WhatsApp, which allowed the injection of what's called spyware onto the device.
It's thought about 20 reports of a man inappropriately touching women in parts of Medway could be linked. The offences have happened in the area near Raynham train station and in the Barnsall Road and Canterbury Street area of Gillingham since September. Police have issued a computer-generated image of a suspect. We've tweeted it via at KMFM News. There's been an increase in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. Figures today show 28,130 were claiming jobless benefits in April. That's 675 more than the month before. Nationally, the number of people in work increased by 99,000 in the 3 months to March to reach 32.7 million. A Kent MP has warned the Prime Minister against striking a Brexit deal with the Labour Party. Sir Michael Fallon is among a group who've signed a letter telling Theresa May not to agree to keep the UK in a customs union with the European Union. The former Defence Secretary, who represents Sevenoaks, says it wouldn't be a good idea.
Whether you're in favour of Brexit or not, if you're going to leave, you need to have the benefit of being able to negotiate independent trade agreements, and staying inside the customs union doesn't allow you to do that.
The last discussions with Jeremy Corbyn's team broke up without significant progress.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, as Mental Health Awareness Week continues, organisations from across the county are gathering in Maidstone today to look at how to reduce the number of people taking their own lives. Local authorities, emergency services and charities will talk about how best to support people who are in crisis and hear from those whose lives have been saved. Lorette Kavanagh has helped organise it and says we all have a role to play.
If there's somebody who's listening who might be worried about somebody known to them, then don't hesitate to open up the conversation. Don't shy away from it, because often people want to talk but they're not sure how to start the conversation.
A Chatham man arrested on suspicion of driving a moped while under the influence of drugs has been charged with several offences. The 21-year-old was stopped in the St John's Road area of Gillingham yesterday morning. He's due in court accused of driving without a licence or insurance and three thefts. And just days after opening a new brewery in Kent, Chapeldown have started planting Chardonnay grapes at what will be England's biggest vineyard near Maidstone. They bought 388 acres of land at Forley Farm in Boxley, which borders two of its existing vineyards, in September. The area's MP, Helen Whateley, says it'll bring a big boost to the economy.
As well as the wine and that being a good thing for the economy, it's also good for our tourist economy. So more people are coming here, and as well as, say, visiting Leeds Castle, looking at some of the sites, they can also go on tours of the vineyards.
You can watch our video report on that story at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent have made a decent start on the opening day of their latest game in the county championship. They're taking on Yorkshire at Canterbury, where the opposition decided to bat first. A short time ago, they'd been reduced to 96 for four, with Kent's Harry Podmore taking two of the wickets. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.